This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Monday an airstrike in the area of Rafah in southern Gaza that killed dozens of Palestinians was not intended to cause civilian casualties and would be investigated. He said in Rafah, we already evacuated about 1 million non-combatant residents, and despite our utmost effort not to harm non-combatants, something unfortunately went tragically wrong. He said in a speech in Parliament that was interrupted by shouting by opposition lawmakers. Netanyahu also reiterated his commitment to bring back all Israeli hostages taken during the October 7th attack, but was interrupted by shouting family members of hostages. A watchdog issued a warning on Monday after an analysis of Iran's uranium stockpile, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
According to a confidential report by the United Nations nuclear watchdog, Iran has further increased its stockpile of uranium enriched to near weapons-grade levels. Iran is seeking to have economic sanctions imposed over the country's controversial nuclear program lifted in exchange for slowing the program down. The report by the International Atomic Energy Agency also comes against the backdrop of heightened tensions in the wider Middle East over the ongoing Israel-Hamas war. Israel and Iran carried out direct strikes on each other's territory for the first time last month. I'm Norman Hall.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Papua New Guinea's massive landslide 3 days ago buried more than 2,000 people, the government said on Monday, as treacherous terrain impeded aid and lowered hopes of finding survivors.